ओम साई राम। मे बाबा ग्रैंट स्ट्रेंथ एंड कॉन्फिडेंस टू ऑल हिज डिवोटीज। टुडे आई विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट अ ब्यूटिफुल पिक फ्रॉम द बुक साई एट 366 द हैपनिंग ऑन 28 जून, विच टॉक्स अबाउट साई भागवत। दिस सेंचुरीज रामायण भारत and Bhagavata were priceless trio of poetical compositions. Were Ramayana Kalpavrukshaṁ by Vishwanatha Satyanarayana, Shiva Bhagavatamu by Gadiyaram, and Shirdi Sai Bhagavatamu by Chillara Bhavanarayana Rao, said Shri Tommati Sanjeeva Rao in Shirdi Sai Bhagavatamu, written by Chillara Bhavanarayana Rao. That history of Sai Baba was first published in the year 1996 on June 28th. The true incidents of in the life of Sai Baba were depicted ascetically in this book. In this poetic description, there were 108 chapters. The writer has written each chapter as one flower bucket. This can be treated as prayer to Sai Baba in Ashtotra Shatanamavali, that is 108 names of Sai Baba. The incidents in Sai Bhagavatamu were not only charming but worth respectable too. Megha has gone to Shirdi and after seeing Sai Baba. The home is masjid, head not with gear and plaited hair. Satka in his hand, wears kafni to total body. Chants always Allah Malik. How could he be Shiva? This is how Megha felt and is being described accordingly by the poet. After some days, Megha stayed in Shirdi, went to Triambakam. The inspiration to go there was also given by Sai Baba. Here, the author has created a beautiful thought. Shiva's third eye was eye of wisdom. Triambakeshwara was master with the eye of wisdom. He worshipped that three-eyed God with complete devotion. He here refers to Megha. Then his attitude has been changed. In order to bring change in his attitude, Sai Baba has sent Megha to Triambakam. Then Megha was able to see Shiva everywhere. Those who worship Sai Baba with thought, word and deed would become the form of Sai Baba. It was the illusory insect justice. Telugu people crop of holiness was done by Sri Chillara by writing Sai Baba story as a holy book in his own words. Lokeshwara, Saisha, take your story of devotion filled with flowered bouquet adorned to your neck, which was done by me, Father. Lokeshwara Saisha. The moral of the story: Baba has not come directly to teach his devotees. He has always taken different means, different routes, and through indirect approach, he has taught various divine lessons to all his devotees. We devotees are still ignorant and think Baba will come directly to teach us about divinity or the lessons for life and of life. But we need to learn and be alert that Baba can give us message of life by any means. It can be by a message from a stranger, it can be a message from a friend or family, or Sai in disguise. Hence, we ever need to be alert to receive the life lessons from our Sai Ma. We also need to keep in mind what we read in Satcharita. There are wonderful instances where Baba has given life lessons. It is no less than a Bhagavad Gita. You get solution to all the problems in Sai Satcharita. Different characters which is depicted in Sai Satcharita gives different lessons by itself. If we attentively read, understand the essence of it, it is worth it. Hence, let us all pray to our Sai Ma to give that divine blessings through which we can understand his teachings and thoughts. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.